Hello.
Good evening. My name is Chris from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a statewide public opinion poll, and we would like to include your opinion. To begin, are you a registered voter in the state of Florida?
Yes.
Thank you very much. And what is your current official party voter registration on file with your county elections office? Are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Republican.
Thank you. Now, House Bill 49, currently being considered by the Florida legislature, proposes to change child labor law by allowing employers to schedule 16 and 17-year-old workers past 11 p.m. on a school night and more than 30 hours in a school week. Do you support or oppose this bill?
I know nothing about it.
Oh, or based on what you've heard, do you know if you would support it?
I would probably be against that.
Okay. Thank you very much. Now, the Florida Supreme Court recently removed the right of crime victims to prevent their names from being publicly disclosed. Would you support or oppose legislation to give crime victims back the right to conceal their names?
Well, depending on the crime. I mean, if it's nonviolent, then yeah, but if it is a violent offender, I think that should be public.
Oh, this is for crime victims, though.
Oh, crime victims. No, that should be, the victims shouldn't be, no, they should be kept private.
Thank you. So the question was, would you support or oppose legislation to give crime victims back the right to conceal their names?
Yeah, they should be able to conceal their names.
And is that a strongly support or somewhat support?
I'd say strongly.
Thank you. Now, some police officers previously claimed that they were crime victims when using physical or deadly force. Would you support or oppose legislation that gives crime victims the right to conceal their names but does not allow police officers who use physical or deadly force to conceal their names?
No, I think police officers should be in the same group. They should have that same right.
So for the purpose of the question was, would you support or oppose legislation that gives crime victims the right to conceal their names but does not allow police officers to use the physical or deadly force to conceal their names? Would you strongly support that, somewhat support that, somewhat oppose it, or strongly oppose it?
Was it for or against police officers?
It says, does not allow police officers who use physical or deadly force to conceal their names.
No, they should be allowed to conceal their names.
So for the purpose of the question, do you...
Well, how was it worded again? Was it, I forget how it was, yes, they should be able to. So,
yes,
however it was worded, whether it was in favor or opposed, whatever.
So the question was, would you support or oppose legislation that gives crime victims the right to conceal their names but does not allow police officers who use physical or deadly force to conceal their names?
Well, I guess I'd be opposed because that would be excluding them, right?
Okay. Yeah, so, yes. So in that case, would you somewhat oppose it or strongly oppose it?
Strongly oppose it.
Thank you. Now, do you feel your state and local tax burden in Florida is much too high, a little high, about right, or low?
I think it's too high.
Too high. Thank you. Now, in terms of providing public services, do you feel state and local governments in Florida spend tax revenue in a relatively efficient manner or spend tax in a relatively wasteful manner?
I'm kind of in the middle on that one.
If you had to choose one or the other?
I would say I would lean towards wasteful.
Wasteful, thank you. And a shortage of veterinarians has made it harder for pet owners to get appointments or find emergency care, especially in rural areas. Would you support or oppose state legislation to give animal owners and veterinarians more flexibility to use telehealth video services as an additional tool to establish a working relationship to ensure animals receive necessary care and treatment?
Yes.
Is that a support or oppose?
A support.
Thank you. Now, the cost of veterinary care has increased more than 10% annually, putting care out of reach for many pet owners. Would you support...
Excuse me, hold on, time out, real quick. How many more questions is this? Because I'm kind of in the middle of something.
Oh, I'm so sorry. If we still are at 22%, we still have a few more questions to go.
I really don't have any more time. I'm really trying to get stuff done right now before it gets dark.
Or at what time can we call you back so we can finish the survey?
Like 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock. Thank you very much. We'll try to call you back.
All right. Okay, thanks. Bye.
Goodbye. Thank you.